warning. What you are about to hear is guaranteed to move you out of your comfort zone towards higher ground. You have just one attempt at life. Live it on purpose, not by accident. For a person to be without complete and accurate knowledge is not good. Therefore, you are invited as you listen to the senior pastor, Daystar Christian Center, and presenter, Success Power, Reverend Sam Adeyemi.
Incurable optimists in the house. Hallelujah. This year, some of us are going to be dangerously positive. Amen. Absolutely positive. And we're going to connect with the power of God like never before. Because all things are possible to him that believes. This morning, I want to share briefly, and then we're going to pray. Amen. And anoint people with oil. I want to know that the oil is not magic. It has become so for many people who troop to churches now. It's not magic. It's just a contact point. It's a symbolism. The real thing is not just a thing, it's a person, the Holy Spirit. But there are certain conditions under which it can function. You can't grieve the Holy Spirit all through the year and expect he'll bless you and empower you. Okay? He's a person. He has feelings. He has emotions. He thinks. Okay? He reasons. So it just can't be. You do it just about anything, and because they poured oil on your head, things are going to work out. There are loads of people who are getting disappointed now. There are conditions to be satisfied. He's a person. Amen. And more importantly, he is God. When we give him his place, make him happy, I'm telling you, he'll show you how easily he can transform a person's life. Amen. But one major condition that he's given us is what we've been talking about since Wednesday. The power of faith or attitude, positive attitude. The anointing can't make much difference in the life of a negative person. And there's Bible proof for that. This morning, I want to share briefly on attitude is expectation. Attitude is expectation. We've established one law since we started a few days ago that positive things happen to positive people and negative things happen to negative people. It's a law. It's a law. Proverbs 15:15 says so. That all the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart has a continuous feast. Right? Positive things happen to positive people. Negative things happen to negative people. So you read through the Bible, you'll be surprised to see how God insisted that some people were not going to be blessed. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 3, towards the end, he had to swear that some people were not going to be blessed. Why? The Bible said because of their unbelief. It's remarkable. Okay? We see in Mark chapter 6, verse 5, how Jesus Christ could not do any mighty works, any miracles in his hometown. And the Bible says it was because of their unbelief. And the Bible says in verse 6 that he marveled at their unbelief. He saw the anointing, the power of God incapacitated, you know, in the presence of unbelief, because it's a law. Negative things happen to negative people. Positive things only happen to positive people. And he couldn't make positive things happen because the people were negative. Okay? The power of God is so much in Nigeria, and I will talk about the anointing, the power of God for breakthrough and all of that. And a lot of people are still breaking down. I have seen this power transform my own life, and I realize where the difference is. You're thinking. Because there's a law. It's in Proverbs 23:7. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Some years ago, I was reading in Matthew chapter 9. the story of two blind men who went after Jesus Christ and were asking him to heal them. Matthew 9 from verse 27. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, let it be to you. Notice he didn't say, Let your eyes be opened. The statement he made was a general statement. So I checked different translations of the Bible to get to understand what he said. Because it dawned on me that what he said could be a blessing and at the same time it could be a curse. He didn't say, let your eyes be opened. He said, according to your faith, let it be to you. In the Goodspeed translation of the Bible, it reads, have what your faith expects. Or have what you are expecting. So the question this morning is, what are you expecting? Some people expect the best, some others expect the worst. And if God says to you, have what your faith expects, if what you're expecting is negative or if it is small, you're in trouble. But for these people in verse 30, it says, and their eyes were opened. So that was what they were expecting. It was a general statement he made. Have what your faith expects. Their eyes opened. So that was what they were expecting. Some blind people don't expect anything better than alms. If all they were expecting was some money, they would have gotten some money. Have what your faith expects. And that verse became a big challenge to me. Because at that time, my targets were too low. Have what your faith expects. When I began to change my expectation, my life began to change. That's by changing my expectation. The day I announced in this church, I'm tired of driving Tokumbo cars. I want to drive brand new vehicles. At that time, neither me nor the church, corporate entity, could afford to buy a new car. So that day, people looked at me in shock. But the simple thing that had happened was that my expectation changed. That's all. I said there was a time in this country when a fresh graduate got a job, the first job, and brought a brand new car. I said, I don't understand what's happened to this country. The naira has been devalued. Economy has gone down. I said, that's okay. But for the believer, I said, it just suddenly dawned on me that the just shall live by his faith, not the economy, not by the naira, not by the currency, by his faith. I said, so the apparent thing is that as the naira has been devalued, our faith too has been devalued. And I said, the raw material for manufacturing faith is the word. And the word can never be devalued. I refuse to allow my faith to be devalued. This is what I'm believing for. And some people were so scared, they came to counsel me a little bit. Yes, sir. Because at that time, you know, the problem was I didn't even have a car. We had sold our car and put the money in the church, so I did not have a car, and I was bragging. At that time, a Tokumbo car would have been a breakthrough. Some people came and said, sir, you see, some of us are thinking of raising some money to buy you a car, but you see, this new car you are talking about, why don't you take something in the interim? And I said to the person, please tell the other people that you are talking to and those who are talking to you that when I made my boast, I was not looking at you and your resources. I was looking at God. I said, this thing is between me and God. If you feel like buying anything, buy whatever you want to buy. Okay? At least mom must write something. Okay? But that can't knock out what I believe. Amen. Have what your faith expects. So the question today is, what are you expecting? Are you selling yourself short? You may be. That's the law. It's a matter of expectation. What you expect is what you attract. What you expect is what you attract. Expectation turns you into a magnet. When you expect the positive, and you know the thing about a magnet is that it has both the power of attraction and the power of repulsion. So, when your expectation is positive, you attract the positive and repel the negative. Every magnet has around it what we call the magnetic field. It's a force field. There's energy in our world. There's power in our world. It's spiritual power. It's energy. When the Holy Spirit is in your life, things don't remain the same. He creates a magnetic field around your life. And what makes the magnet work is your faith, your expectation, the state of your heart, what you think, and how you feel. Because we defined attitude when we started on Wednesday, that it's the combination of what you think and what you feel or how you feel, and what you say and what you do. And your attitude is either positive or negative. When your expectation is negative, you attract negative things and repel positive things. You see how those people in Christ's village bounced back miracles? It's remarkable that the way some people live their lives, they bounce back miracles. Some others attract miracles and bounce back evil. Somehow, you see, evil tries to come near them, but it cannot. No evil shall befall thee. No plague shall come near thy dwelling. It's not that it won't try. In Egypt, the angel of death moved through Egypt and killed the firstborn in each family. But when this angel got to the house of an Israelite and saw the blood, the Bible says that it passed over. There are some of us this year, sickness, it's not that sickness won't come. It will come, but it will pass over. It's not that evil won't come. So that accidents won't come. But do you know there are people who attract accidents? The way they are thinking is, I know bad things always happen to me. My own is always different. You see?
There's that song that Ebenezer Obey sang many years ago. You know? The man said it was when it was my turn to dance that the drummer took the drum away. Some people, they've resigned themselves to that. I know. Even if it has been working for everybody, when it is my turn, it's Kadara. As their destiny. They've accepted it, okay, as their fate.
The moment you get into that state of mind or into that state of attitude, I'm sorry, you've created a cycle. And it's a cycle of failure. This year, you will bounce back evil. You will attract miracles. Like I tell people, when you've been poor, you will have experienced how difficult it is to get some small amounts of money. How difficult it is to get 1,000 naira. How difficult it is to get 5,000 naira. How difficult it is to raise 10,000 naira. Sometimes literally impossible. How difficult it is, 50,000? From where? When things change, you'll not be surprised at how easy it is to get a million. It's remarkable. It's the same force. It's remarkable. It's the same power, same force. And it works either way. And it's not about the power, it's about you. It's about your attitude, it's about your thinking. It's your attitude that determines your altitude. Your attitude today determines your success tomorrow. It's remarkable. It's about you. Have what your faith expects. When I tasted the positive side, changed my attitude, changed from being a failure on the inside. I got into the point of believing whichever way it goes, it's going to work out for me. Ooh. And remarkably, it began to work out. It's been working out. It doesn't even cross my mind that something's going to go wrong, everything's going to collapse and crash. I'm sorry, the power that is undergirding it is too strong for that. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, it hardeth no sorrow.
I said there's a force in your life that repels evil. In Deuteronomy 28, he said, the enemy that runs after you will fall for your sake. He said, if they come against you one way, they will scatter in seven different ways. Is that not spiritual power working on your behalf? That's the power to repel. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It's remarkable. It doesn't matter where it is formed from. There's a force, supernatural force field around your life. So while some people are attracting the negative, you are repelling the negative and attracting the positive. When you expect the best, you get the best. When you expect the worst, you get the worst. This year, you will not get the worst. You will get the best. Help me to tell your neighbor, this year, what you expect to show up is what will show up. Amen. When you're expecting somebody, it means that your mind is filled with the person's picture. It means that your emotion is tuned to receive the person. Okay? Your words reflect that you're expecting the person. I'm expecting so and so. Your actions reflect you're expecting the person. The kind of person you're expecting determines your preparation, isn't it? And your outlook. So listen, when your attitude is positive, it shows. When your attitude is negative, it shows. And there's a way some of us are going to go about this year. You see, by the time the person we're expecting arrives, they will not be surprised at how we've been preparing. Amen. You know the interesting thing? Those who were in school with me would not be surprised now at what is happening to me, because when it sounded absolutely ridiculous, I already said it. I said it. I remember the day I stood in front of class and told everybody, see, I'd been having some challenges with mathematics in my class, and then somehow, something entered my head from the Bible and changed my expectation. Deuteronomy 28:13, and the Lord will make you the head only and not the tail. You will be above only. You will not be beneath. And that day, I saw it differently. It was a clear revelation to me. The Lord will make you the head of the class and not the tail. You will be above pass mark only. You will not be beneath. The day I saw that, then I said to myself, I can never fail an examination again for the rest of my life. It's remarkable. And then the next day in class, I said, excuse me, when there was no lecturer, I said, excuse me, gentlemen, my class, there was no lady. It was an engineering class, and there was no lady. See, at that time, it was all guys. I said, excuse me, gentlemen, I just have one announcement to make. I'm now the hottest guy in this class. It's remarkable. My expectation had changed. The next test that we wrote after that, I got the highest mark. And they began to tell themselves, this guy is hot. The guy is hot. Whenever they had any problem with the assignment, they brought the assignment to me. And I found it very amusing. The difference between myself and themselves was attitude. It was not intelligence quotient. It was not. Because sometimes they brought problems to me, and at first, I would not even know where to start. But the moment I took my pen, because I acted as if I was expecting that I was going to solve the problem. So the moment I took my pen, somebody would tell me the first thing to write. So when I wrote the first line, then I knew where to go from there. And interestingly, it was where I got stuck that somebody would supply the idea, and we would keep on moving until we got to the answer. And then they would go and say, that guy is hot. Tell your neighbor, I'm hot. Hallelujah. I tell people I can never be poor again for the rest of my life. They think I've had all of it figured out. I've not had all of it figured, but there's somebody who's figured everything out. All I have to do is to believe he's got to do the doing. I have my attitude right. He changes my altitude. Hallelujah. The power that lifts is in his hand. Promotion does not come from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. God is the judge of all. He lifts one person, puts down the other. If he's going to put anybody down this year, I'm not going to be the one. is a person with a negative attitude. It's a person who expects to go down that God will help to go down. The one who wants to go up, God will help the person to go up. This year you are going.
So this morning, as we pray and anoint with oil, what we are asking is for the power of the Holy Spirit, the grace of God this year. He wants to help. He says it's the year of great grace. He wants to help. He wants to help. Now we need help to have a positive attitude. We need help to keep a positive attitude. We really, really do. Because we live in a very negative environment. The things we have to pray for here are things people don't even bother to pray for elsewhere in the world. We have to contend for everything. But I want you to understand, you can live in heaven on earth. Use the principles of the kingdom of God. You can live in your own world. There's an America on the ground. There's one that is in the mind. Amen. I'm living in America here. If America is the ultimate place, I'm living in Tokyo here. Tokyo existed in some people's minds before it became a reality on the ground. So you can live in your own Tokyo. Live in your own USA. But I think the best place to live is heaven. And Jesus said the kingdom of heaven, amen, is here. Kingdom of heaven is here. Create your own world. God's put the power in your hand. He's given us the opportunity. Let this be the best year you ever lived. And the starting point is a positive attitude. This year, you meet that thing that is bombarding your mind, trying to run down your emotions. This is the year to pray. Turn to prayer. Turn to prayer. Begin to confess the word. Confess the word. Put those tapes in again and get yourself shouting in the midst of havoc. Amen. While the newspapers are saying something else, for God's sake, tune over to the word and keep your attitude positive and expectant. The power is there. God is going to help us. This year is not a year of sorrow. It's not a year for depression. It's not a year for worry. As we anoint people here this morning, the power of worry is broken. Anxiety is destroyed. This year, you will find it difficult to worry. Amen? Worry, we want to worry you. It will not be able to worry you. You know, that's the state in which I found myself now. Sometimes I just find it difficult to worry. I find it difficult to, I've gone too far out. Amen. Amen. On this negative plane. I find it difficult to just be bothered. Destiny may be delayed. It cannot be denied. All things work together for good. I may not know how it will work out, but the scriptures cannot be broken. All things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are called according to. So all things are working together for my good. I may not understand it, but for God's sake, I'm getting a testimony out of this. Stand to your feet with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I declare that this year is my year of great grace. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I change my frequency to positive expectation. I expect the best. I expect miracles. I expect breakthrough. I expect sound health. I expect divine protection. I expect marital bliss. I expect peace, love, joy, celebration, financial breakthrough, marital breakthrough, career breakthrough, promotion, housewarming, car dedication, letter of appointment, in the name of Jesus Christ. I expect good things. And this year, good things are happening in my life. I begin my celebration from now, because 31st December of this year will be the best day of celebration I ever had in my life. This year, I expect to share a testimony, the kind I have never shared in my life before. This is the best year of my life so far. If you believe that, say a powerful amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray everyone that this oil touches receives the touch of the power of the Holy Spirit today. I prophesy a new level of revelation. This year, you will see it the way God sees it. You will hear from God. You will know what God knows about each situation. What bothered you before will not be able to bother you anymore. This year, your words will be different. Your talk will be different. Your walk will be different. Your behavior will be different. Your smile will be different.
because you know what God knows. And this year, your results are going to be different. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Please be seated. The pastors and ushers.